Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. God bless you all, and we thank God for another Friday. We thank God for you taking your time with the Anointing Full Gospel Center, the Anointed Women's Ministry, this Friday afternoon. We thank God to be able to be here to be servants as unto God for you this day. And as I mentioned last week, that we talked about vulnerability, and unfortunately, time had got away, was not able to actually finish vulnerability. And so this week, we want to actually continue in that. And so definitely pray that you all were able to get something from last week. But this week, we want to, again, go forward into vulnerability. But before we start, I wanted to actually go over something that really affected me when we talk about vulnerability. And it is the thing I want to mention. It is trustworthiness is a major factor in who to trust, but often overlooked when pain and disappointments of our past cloud our perception. And I also want to reiterate that the topic that we're talking about can be found in the book that we always reference in addition to scriptures in the Word of God. And the book is I Win, I Am a Survivor by Margaret L. Moore. And again, that is a book that can be found on Amazon. And so we just encourage everyone to get it, to read over it. It's not a book that you can just speed through because it's not just talking about the author's experiences, but it also can enlighten us to often sometimes see our own experiences in a different light. And so that's one of the things that I want to mention and talk about today. And one of the things, again, like I mentioned, is discussing about vulnerability. And again, vulnerability is being capable of being physically and emotionally wounded. And I know that we often talk about how to gain wisdom through the experiences and things that we have gone through so we can make better decisions going forward. I know I mentioned that often on the broadcast, but I want to take time to actually understand why it's so important. And just to give you an example of the importance of understanding something, because what I've learned, we can comprehend something, you can read something, and you can comprehend that the sky is blue or that the weather indicates that it is going to rain. You can comprehend that, but if you don't understand it, you don't make any changes or preparations to accommodate or to adjust to what you have comprehended. Because what I've learned through our pastor, Chief Apostle Moore, is that there is a difference when you understand something. It just simply means you're living it. You're able to live it. And just the same way, when a person understands the importance of eating healthy or exercising, you understand the importance of it, not just doing it just because it's said that it is important to do, but when you come into the understanding of something, then you're able to actually carry it out. And so that's the concept of what we want to talk about today, is the concept of understanding that when a person becomes vulnerable, it's simply because of the trustworthiness, of the trusting of somebody with who we are, with our emotions, with our lives. And being in relationships, we trust them to actually protect, to love, to support, and to take care of what we're giving them, whether it be our time, whether it be our money, whether it be our affection, whatever it is, to truly value that. And when we give that, we expect to get that in return. And oftentimes, as the author talks about in her book, her experience when she was giving of herself to this particular person, and come to find out after a period of time had passed that his thought process, his plans and agendas did not align with hers, that ultimately led to pain and disappointment and even depression. And if we're not careful, then those things, I mean, honestly, those things affect all of us. But what I've learned in going back over the chapter of vulnerability, which is in chapter 6, if you have your book, is it talks about the importance of trustworthiness. And I mentioned last week is that, look, none of us can avoid vulnerability. We live in a world of people. But one of the things that stuck out to me today was disappointment. And I remember learning the Chief Apostle years ago is that oftentimes we get disappointed because we are putting, like, disappointments can come when we put these expectations on people. And when those people do not live up to that expectation, we get disappointed. And so that stuck out to me today, because when I thought about important looking at my life and how my past has caused me to be in situations of vulnerability, and what really stuck out was the disappointments that it led to. I had these expectations that these individuals were going to live up to this expectation that on how I am, and this is how I am, this is how I love, this is how I care, this is what I understand a relationship is, or this is what I expect it to be based upon what I understand love or affection or relationship is. So oftentimes we can go into it with a lack of trustworthiness and being unable to realize who we're dealing with. And when we realize who we're dealing with, then we're able to really know whether that person is trustworthy. Because if you know who you're dealing with, you know you can trust them with who you are. You know you can trust them with your heart. You know you can trust them with your mind. You know you can trust them with your emotions. You know you can trust them with your spirituality, because you have gotten to the place of knowing they are trustworthy. And the point I want to make is that because of our past experience of vulnerability, I don't know about you, but for me, this is what stuck out for me. In my past relationships that I've had where I was vulnerable, pain, disappointment, discouragement, despair, all those things came out of that vulnerable situation, the vulnerable relationships that I was in. And when all those things came up, even the book talks about a wall. She built up a wall around herself to protect her from repeating that same situation, wanting to prevent from being hurt. Now, in my mind, I never consciously said, I'm going to build a wall. And the reason why I want to say that, because sometimes we could subconsciously do something and don't realize that it is preventing us or debilitating us from moving forward. And what I mean by that is because in my past experience, because of the hurt, because of the pain, because of the disappointments, and oftentimes when we're in a relationship, when we have come out of them, the pain and the discouragement, we remember that. We remember how we were affected. We remember how we felt and how that person or how that relationship affected us. We remember that. We may not always remember all the details of that relationship, but how it affected us, that sticks with us. And so then that wall could be built up, and it could be an example of my experience. In my mind, I was like, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to go through the same things I've gone through. I don't want to repeat the same things, but I do want to be married. I do want to be in a relationship, but every guy that comes to me, there's an absolute no, absolutely no. I don't look at them. I don't listen to what they're saying. I don't look at their demeanor. I don't look how they approach me. All of that is a complete blindside. Like, I'm just not paying attention to it. Failing to really understand until recently what I was doing. And that was literally building up this wall to prevent myself from repeating the same mistakes. And that's what I want to stop at as well, because we can build up a wall to protect ourselves. And just like the author describes in our book, after building that, after having that wall to protect ourselves, she got to the point of feeling secure and confident to the point where she was able to move forward and trust again, to soon find out that she was back in that same situation. And I'm pretty sure all of us have experienced that. You know, when we feel as if that everything is better, we've moved on, our hearts are healed, we feel strong enough, we feel empowered and confident, and we can move forward until we soon repeat the same thing over again. So I want to share something. I know I was thinking about this topic last night, and what came to me when I was reading that was, okay, well, I don't want to build a wall, because I understand in building a wall, you're preventing, you know, you're preventing from not wanting to get hurt again. So I was like, okay, God, well, I don't want to build a wall. What if I have a barbed-wired electric fence? And the reason why I say that is because that, to me, in my mind, will give us the knowledge. Because a fence, you can see through it. You know, but when you have a built-up wall, there is nothing getting in and nothing getting out. And so I guess the point I'm trying to make is that when we gain the knowledge, when we gain the knowledge of something, then it doesn't matter who approaches us. It doesn't matter what situation may arise. That knowledge will well equip us to handle it. Because when we even look at even the Word of God, and even last week we had a lesson at church that talked about when Jesus had taught the disciples years, had taught them before he sent them out. And after he sent them out, the report was successful because he equipped them with what they need. He empowered them with his spirit, and they were well equipped to go out to carry the ministry of Jesus Christ. And like us, we all have a purpose in every day. We all have a destiny to get to. And so when we're well equipped, then we're able to actually receive the opportunity, because the knowledge from our past can cause us to come to be able to walk in freedom, to be able to accept the things that we've gone through, so we won't miss the opportunity. Because one of the other things that was mentioned in the book that I want to talk about here is perception. Because think about it, that example that I gave, because of my past, because of the disappointments that we've all faced, that caused me to not want to go through the same thing over again. I did not want to be disappointed. I did not want to go see that pain, that hurt, that rejection, what all of that. I did not want to go through that. So protecting myself, I would say no to every gossip. I would say absolutely no. That protects me. And in my mind, this is how I want it to happen. But the reality, again, like I said, I don't have the power. None of us have the power to control other people or to control how life happens. We don't have the power and the control to do it. But what we do have the power and the control over is the knowledge that we can get. And when we have that knowledge, then we're able to feel the confidence. And just a quote from the book that was said last week is our God-given discernment. So when we are confronted with someone, when we are confronted with what they say or what they do, we don't have to feel as if shutting down will keep our hearts protected. But the confidence, because of the knowledge that now you walk in, that protects your heart. That keeps you confident in being able to stand up tall and say yes or no, knowing that, look, I'm not going to go back in that same thing again, because I've learned from that experience. I've learned what to say and how to say it based upon that God-given discernment and the knowledge that I've learned from those experiences. Because again, like I've mentioned, I don't know about you all, but those things that we've gone through, the hurt and the experience of that, can literally cause us to be in a place of missing our opportunities, of missing what we can experience, and it affects our perception. And if our perception is affected, we can hope and want for something every day, all day. But if we're still stuck in that same place with a wall wrapped around us, we're going to remain in that. We're never going to be able to see the opportunities that lay before us. because we're still looking at the past. We're still looking how it affected us. But when we come into breaking free, just like the one of the examples that was spoken in the book, gave two examples of a caterpillar, and it talked about how, you know, how the animal has to remain in that place of the place to develop, the place to get what they need in order to become a butterfly. That doesn't just happen overnight. It takes time. It takes places of being uncomfortable. Do we like to revisit those thoughts that made us feel uncomfortable? Do we like to confront those things? Do we like to confront the skeletons in the closet? Absolutely not. Oftentimes, I don't know about you, but I've heard stories and I have my own experiences where if I didn't feel like cleaning my room when I was a child, I would toss all the clothes and whatever I had laying out in the closet, toss a blanket over it and call it clean. Until one day I had to confront it. Well, my mom confronted it and I had to confront it and clean it. But the point of it is that when we have got to confront the stuff that has caused us, prevented us from actually embracing the happiness that God has for us, the opportunities that lay before us. And when we're able to actually confront those things, then we're able to live in freedom, free to be able to walk your everyday life without thinking that, oh, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go back in the same place. I don't want to go back. I don't want to confront the same thing over again. All these things are equipping us to be able to go forward, to know who we can be vulnerable in, because none of us can avoid humanity. We can't avoid other humans. We're part of this world together. But learning how to be effective in our everyday life by understanding why it's important to understand the things that we've gone through, to understand why it's important to take those time, whether it be 10, 15, 20 minutes, take time on your ride home from work, on the ride home from the grocery store, take time to revisit, not to dwell in the hurt and the pain, but to understand why and accept it. That was one of the things I had to do, accept, yes, it happened. Yes, I felt disappointed, but I have to accept it. There's nothing I can do. I can't go back in time and change my choices or try to manipulate the situation. No matter how much movies try to make that seem like it's possible, that's not reality. As oftentimes that the book even quotes, that is in the archives of our minds. There's nothing we can do about it. But what we can do is gain the knowledge out of it so we can be able to gain the confidence that we need, because now we're equipped with what we need to be able to have successful relationships, being able to have confidence in ourselves. And that's what's important. And also I wanted to quote this in reference in the book, two things. It says, the purpose for the moth inside the cocoon is to strengthen its wings. And that same thing is for us today. Those situations, those vulnerable relationships that we've been in, do we like the outcome that we were in fact impacted by, how our emotions were affected physically? Sometimes we were affected by it because whatever affects our emotions is going to come outward. And sometimes I know for me and other people, you may have been affected physically, where oftentimes that you may just not feel like eating. You lost your appetite or you overate. It affects us mentally, where we're constantly being mentally drained. But through those things we've gone through can actually help strengthen us to gain the knowledge, strengthen us to help us to grow. And that goes on to the next thing, and it says to help it to grow and fight through the cocoon, which are the odds, until it is strong enough to break through every barrier that holds it captive. And understanding that this helps us to become survivors, and that a survivor understands the process of survival and the innate ability to transform into the newness of life that can become theirs while continuing their existence in the place of conformability. This is the difference. To conform is to allow life to give you the same contour that has always been prevalent and preventing you from becoming the person you wish to become. And I want to stop there because, again, it does not feel good, the things you go through. It does not feel good, those experiences of being vulnerable. But I want to encourage you to know that it can actually propel you to actually embracing those desires that you have. If you're someone who wants to be in a successful relationship, whether it be with a romantic relationship, whatever it is, you have what it takes to be able to do it. And you don't have to walk in feeling debilitated because of how the past has affected you, and myself included. You have what it takes. You have what it takes to be able to look another person in the eye and have the confidence of knowing that if this person does not have what I need, then I know I can have the confidence to walk away. Rather than walking away feeling like, well, I don't want to get hurt. Well, I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to go through the disappointments again. But now you can be equipped with knowing how to approach it based upon allowing the experiences that we've gone through to help us to be able to grow, to help us to be able to fight. Because guess what? That's a part of life. Pain, disappointment, all those things are going to come because that's a part of life. But being able to master it by understanding its purpose. That's just like an eagle. An eagle sees the storm coming from afar. The eagle does not fly the opposite direction, but the eagle understands the purpose of the storm, understands the purpose of the winds. And what this eagle does, he actually stretches out and not cradle inward, wanting to not want to address the problem, not want to address how I felt, not want to address how the person made me feel. But you know what? He stretches out his wings. Say, I'm going to embrace this because I know that it's going to get me to my destination. Accept what has happened. Embrace how it affected you because that is going to actually give you to know what you will not put up with next time. That will give you to know about what you need, about what's best for you. And I mentioned several times before, we spend so much time and energy, other people, on situations, trying to solve somebody else's problems, but very little time on us. And we're the ones going through the same thing over and over again, wondering why that the outcome hasn't changed. Why am I not confronted with good opportunities or relationships? Why am I in the same relationship over and over again? It could possibly be that we have not learned. It could possibly be that the knowledge that is there for us, we just have not become aware of it. And that's what is important for us today, is understanding that, look, this is an opportunity for all of us to be able to come in awareness to the things that we have gone through and understanding its importance. Because we can understand, yes, we want people to be trustworthy. We want people to be able to know that they will treat us the way we will treat them. But understand this, we are not in the same time as years ago where that was prevalent across the world. We're living in a different time and we've got to accept that. Except not everybody is going to treat you the way you treat them. But that does not mean that there is no room to be able to learn, to be able to grow, and to be able to adjust. Because when we learn from the things we go through, it will help us filter those who come across our path to help us in knowing who to be vulnerable with and whom we can be open with and trusting ourselves with. That's what the factor is. That's the key when it comes to being in a place of trustworthiness. You can trust yourself. Now, that's one thing I want to talk about, is also being able to trust yourself. Because sometimes the things that we've gone through in our past can prevent us from feeling like, well, I don't want to go through this because I just don't trust myself in making the right decision. Yeah, I agree with you. But what can help that? Because we can't avoid people. We can't avoid none of that. But what we can do is gain the knowledge of it. If I know that this area is a weakness for me, and I know I can't avoid it, but I can gain knowledge in how to go about it. And that will help me to be able to move forward without feeling like I am debilitated, being unable to move forward, being unable to experience life, to experience freedom of life simply because of a past experience. Remember, our past experiences play a big factor in our today. And when we understand that, because we are worth the happiness, you are worth experiencing happiness. And I pray that today you come into understanding, or even just to accept the sharing in this with you, because this is my testimony that helped me in knowing that, look, my past, it did hurt. It did cause disappointment. It caused me to not want to be confronted with situations or relationships because I didn't want to go back. I don't want to go through the same thing over and over again. And maybe you've been in that situation. No matter what it is, whether it's relationships in an intimate relationship or whatever it is, but coming to the place of accepting the other person, forgiving the other person, forgiving and accepting your own personal decisions and choices can help you be well equipped in today, in today's challenges, in today's responsibilities, in today's encounters. And you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about if this choice is going to cause me to go back in the same thing, because now you are well equipped to be able to recognize who you're dealing with and what you want and what's best for you. Not the other person, not what they think, not what they feel is best. And the other thing I want to mention is about the importance of overcoming. All of our experiences are different. None of them are all the same. You may not have walked the exact same steps, but I guarantee you this, we all have gone through the phase of the outcome of being vulnerable to those those we could not trust. We've all experienced, but knowing that vulnerability is something that we don't have to allow to debilitate us anymore. That's like a person who may have struggled in math or reading or science, or any time that class came up, you just kind of cringe, like, I just don't want to go with this. I don't want to deal with this. Or going to work, and you're just like, look, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of the people. I'm tired of the outcome. And just being just overly, just mentally stressed and frustrated about it. But when you come into the knowledge of understanding the purpose behind it, you can go into that job and you can have the peace every single day. Why? Because you have the knowledge and the purpose and the intent why you're there. Yes, our past, the effect of it, it is real. And the quote talks about that it is as real as a breath in our body. This is not to try to belittle what you've gone through or what I've gone through. It was real. It affected. It caused depression. It caused disappointment. It caused hurt. It caused pain. It caused all of those things, and it was real. But now it's to learn that you can overcome it with the knowledge and the hope that there is something greater for you. I don't want you or any of us to miss the opportunities that lay ahead of us because of what has been behind us. Because if there is a weight that is on our ankles, it's hard for us to move forward. And sometimes subconsciously, we could be weighed down by not wanting to repeat the same things again because of the vulnerability. And that's what I come to encourage you, that you have what it takes to overcome. You have what it takes. You literally have everything you need to be well-equipped to go forward in this day with the freedom, with the well-equipped to be able to know who is trustworthy. So you can be well-equipped, so you can actually master what is needed to be able to move forward in a healthy mindset, in a healthy relationship. Because everything about vulnerability affects our emotions, affects our minds. It affects every part of us. But when you know that you have what it takes, you can master all of that and not have to go back through that same thing over again. So that actually concludes this broadcast time. Again, I thank all of you for taking the time out with the Anointing Women's Ministry, with the Anointing Full Gospel Center. We just thank you for taking your time, your lunch break, your afternoon to share with us. We thank you for being here and, again, just share with others. And prayerfully that you were able to get something from it that was able to be a help and encouragement to you. So, again, we just thank you for sharing the time with us. And we just honor God for this opportunity. So Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just say thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father. We just pray, Heavenly Father, for all those that are on, that they will be encouraged by your spirit. They'll be strengthened, my Lord God, by the power of who you are in them, my Lord God, and what you want them to receive. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have purposed in our lives this day. So we thank you again for this opportunity, and we pray that, God, you will continue to be glorified in the lives of your people. So we thank you, and we seal it by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, thank you, everyone, for taking your time out, and we pray that everyone enjoys the rest of their day and have a wonderful weekend. And again, thank you, and be blessed.